and Uncle Sam in my country, amen. And then I got out of there and went to work for the United States Postal Service. I delivered the mail for 22 years until God called me to preach. I was 47 years of age. And let me tell you something, you're never too old to serve God. Don't let the devil get in your head and make you think that, amen. That's what I was preaching about this morning over there. I said, man, the devil's doing a good job what he's doing, amen. He's trying to twist the minds of the believer as well as the lost man, amen. And just he don't want us here, amen. But anyway, I thank God for calling me to preach, amen. I don't care if I was 47. I'm going to give him all I can till he comes back and gets us, or I die one, amen. One or the other. That's just the way it is. He had to get me out of my comfort zone to get a hold of me. Back in 2007, I went on a missions trip with my daughters down in northern Mexico, and little did I know what God had in store for me. And man, I was put in a position I never dreamed I was put in all my day. And one night in the service down there, I went to the altar, got on my face before God Almighty, amen, and I surrendered my life to Him. I said, here I am, God, do with me whatever you want, amen. I came back and told my wife, and I didn't know what she was going to think. I didn't know she was going to throw a fit, because I just came home and flat out told her. I said, I'm quitting the post office, and we're going to, God's called me to be a missionary. I just wasn't taught yet, actually, what next step I needed to take, amen. I hadn't had a chance to talk to my pastor yet, but I had to let my wife know what had happened. So we left that airport, and she said, we need to go home and sit down and talk about this. And we did, and we got off to ourselves, and I just poured my heart out to her, what God did in my life, amen. And when everything settled down to a norm, she started to cry. And she said, honey, I've been praying for you for 10 years that God would call you to preach, to serve Him. And I've been ready to follow you ever since, and I never even knew it. I've been fighting everything in my path, but serving God. But God found a way to get me out of my comfort zone and put me in a place that I never dreamed I would be put in, to serve Him for the rest of my life. Amen. There ain't nothing like serving Jesus, friend. Amen. You might be in here tonight and you're that close just to stepping out in faith and to serving for the rest of your life. I challenge you tonight to do it. It's the greatest thing that you'll ever accomplish in your life and experience that you'll ever imagine is just stepping out on faith and serving God. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight. If the Lord allow me, I'm not going to be long at all. Amen. Y'all pray for us before I get started. We do have a need I want you to help us pray for. God's already met a part of that need, actually. I praise Him for that. Amen. We lived in Mexico for over a year on a tourist visa. That's not easy to do when you got to leave the country every 6 months to get a piece of paper stamp so you can live in their country for another 6 months. Well, we found a way we can get around that to make our life a little bit easier and safer. It's not safe driving hours down through a country where you don't know what you're going to run into from one minute to the next. And we met with an attorney there in the city where we live to help us with the paperwork. We have all the paperwork that we need. We just need the rest of the funds that we need to get this accomplished. It's called a temporary visa. Once we accomplish this visa, we only have to renew it once a year. We'll be able to do everything they do in their own country except vote in their political, in their government, and so on and so forth. It'll let us to preach. It'll let us to start a church, work, do whatever we need to do, and to do what God's called us there to do. It costs $1,000 a person to get, that's from the start of the paperwork. It's a long process, just like somebody trying to get in our country. It's just a long process and paperwork. It's all got to be done right. Amen. I want to be done the right way. I don't want to go in there illegal, amen, and get kicked out and never be able to go back where God's called me to preach, amen. But y'all pray for us that God will meet the rest of that need. We needed $3,000, and God's already met one visa taken care of, amen. And I praise Him for that. So we just need two more to go. It'll take care of me and my wife and my daughter. And once a year, all we'll have to do is go to the consulate right there in Mérida, hand them the paperwork, renew it, pay the renewal fee, and we'll be good to go for another year. We won't have to spend take a lot of money and our safety and everything else every 6 months to keep going back in and out. It's just, it's a hassle. Trust me, it's just hard to get things like that done when you're in a foreign country like that. And everything else, we have to learn the laws and you name it. I mean, when they say culture shock, I know what culture shock is now. There's a bigger meaning to it than just getting friends with the people there. There's more to it than that. You gotta learn their laws. You gotta learn. I'm being pulled over at checkpoints, and they're standing there with their big guns and stuff, and you don't know what they're thinking, what they're going to do. And I just pray God, and I say, God, you take care of it, and He gets us through it, amen. And He has protected us ever since. And well, I just love Him, amen. And I serve a big God, I can tell you that. And He'll do that for you too, amen, if you let Him. But take your Bibles and go to 2 Chronicles tonight, chapter 20. I was been battling all afternoon what to preach tonight, and this is what God's laid on my heart to preach to you tonight. In chapter 19, you know, Jehoshaphat, he dwelt in Jerusalem, and he was sent out again through the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim and brought them back unto the Lord of the God of their fathers. Well, then after that, as we're going into chapter 20, there came armies that rose up against him to have havoc with him. And I'm going to start reading there in verse 1, chapter 20. If you'll stand with me as I reverence the Word of God tonight. I'm going to read down through verse 18, if you allow me. The Bible says, "And it came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from behind the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. I think that's how you pronounce that word. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou, O God, our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary then for thy name, saying, If when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of the Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, God, we love you tonight. Lord, I just ask you to bless this church, Lord, this pastor. God, we just thank you for allowing us to even come in here tonight. God, we just thank you for saving us. And God, I pray right now, Lord, that you just hide me behind the cross, God. I pray that you just take me out of the way, God, and use me, God, as you see fit. Lord, just speak through me, God. We want to hear from heaven tonight, oh, Father. Oh, God, and most importantly, God, if there's one here tonight that don't know the free pardon of sin, oh, God, I pray that they'll not leave this place before it's too late. God, we love you, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to go back up there in verse 12. It says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have not might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon me. You notice there it says, neither know we what to do. I want to preach on this morning. When your back's against the wall, what do you do when you don't know what to do? Amen. I got three things I want to, I pray that it'll help you tonight. That when we're in that situation, and I've been there many a time, and I'm sure you have too. You've been in that situation before where your back's been up against the wall and you had nowhere to look, nowhere to turn. Amen. But you know what? God's gave us something right here of what Jehoshaphat was going through. First of all, you must look to the potentate. Amen. The Bible says there in verse 12, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we know what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Amen. Hey, you know what? When the tough gets going, just look up. Amen. Look to the potentate of God. Amen. He's the great I am. He's the Almighty. He's a sovereign one. Amen. He's all you need, friend. And the Bible also says in Psalms 25, 15 and 18, my eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net, look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Psalms 121, 1 and 2, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. Amen. Hey, I'm glad when the tough gets going and when the back's up against the wall, I'm glad I serve a God. Hey, I just look up. Amen. Hey, when the sickness comes your way, just look up. Amen. When you don't feel like going to church, just look up. Amen. He'll give you the power to keep on going. Amen. I'll never forget when I was down and out, lost in sin. Guess what? There came a time in my life I had to look up and for God. Amen. I'll never forget that day, brother. February 25th, 1997. Hey, I thought I had everything settled. Amen. I was going through a rough time right there. The devil was having his way with this old boy. But you know what? There came a time I had to look up to the potentate of God. Amen. Hey, for his power and strength. Amen. And you know what? I'll never forget. I sat under preaching for 9 months in a little old Baptist church down in Brunswick, Georgia. And I thought I had all my I's dotted and everything else. I thought I had it all. I knew it all. I realized I didn't know nothing. Amen. And I heard the word of God preach for 9 months. And he had veins popping out of his throat and spit flying everywhere and all that stuff. And he preached a message one night on backtracking your salvation. You know what? I backtracked it. And I realized about halfway in that, I was lost and on my way to hell. Nobody showed me in the Bible what an Adamic sin nature was or nothing like that. I was just going by hearsay, what everybody else is saying. Amen. That's what I was basing it on. And I realized that wasn't right. That wasn't the truth. Amen. But you know what? That night when he was preaching, my head just started doing this. Amen. And I felt something there, brother, I never felt in my life. It felt like my heart was just a pounding out of my chest. I thought I was about to have a heart attack, to be honest with you. You know what? I went home that night. I didn't go forward and get saved. I tossed and turned all night long. I was hurting. I was miserable. And on and on and on. Amen. I got up to go carry the mail the next morning, and I was a nervous wreck. I was just like that. And I went out to carry my mail route and didn't even get through my first loop. And man, I said, I've had enough. I looked up into the heavens and said, okay, God, I'm done. I'm tired of fighting this thing. Hey, man, you know what? I threw in the towel and I pulled that mail truck into a CVS parking lot. And I got on a payphone and called my preacher. I said, preacher, if I were to die right now, I'd bust hell wide open. He said, well, you need to go home and read these verses. I said, I ain't going nowhere. I said, what if I don't make it home today? Amen. Hey, we're not promised the next breath that comes out of our mouth. Amen. Hey, if I was sitting here tonight and I didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I wouldn't even wait till I got done speaking my next breath, praise God. I'd get up and come a running, amen, and get her settled once and for all. I bowed my head right there. I asked Christ to come into my heart and save my soul. I didn't care who was walking in and out of there that day. I didn't care because I had my eyes on the potentate of God, amen. He's the one that gave me the strength to save my soul, amen. He can do it for you too. Amen. When you're down and out and have nowhere to go, just look up. Amen. You know what? There's so many people. Just stand out on a street corner one day and just stand there and watch them. They're like this. Everywhere they go, just miserable as they can be. Amen? Christians too. That's what blows my mind. No, I'm not perfect. Yeah, I have my days. But you know what? We don't need to be going around looking down at the ground everywhere we go. Because people are watching every move we make. Amen? Let's just hold our head up. Here I am, God. Amen? He said we must look up to the hills. Amen? Amen? For the eyes. Amen? We must look into the potentate of God. Amen? Hey, when we're strapped down, hey, I know. I get up days, I don't even feel like crawling out of bed sometimes to face this old wicked world that we live in. But you know what? As soon as our feet hit the floor, we just look up. Say, it's another day. Let's go. Amen? Amen. With a smile on our face, because you know what? We owe it all to God our Savior. Amen? Amen? Not only must we look up into the potentate of God, but secondly, we must listen to the proclamation of God. Look with me there in verse 15. Now this, he don't even give this boy a name. It just says he's a son of Asaph. You see that right there? It says, upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he told him, he said, hearken ye all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, not dismayed. Amen. He said, don't be afraid of him. Hey, don't be afraid of this company fixing to come down here. There's a God Almighty up on high. He's looking down on you. He's protecting you. Amen. Hey, I can't tell you times. You know, sometimes it pays attention to listen to the Word of God. Amen. And you know what? It's amazing the people that God will put in your path along the journey. Amen. To speak to you, to your heart. He'll use the unknown. I've never seen nothing like it, to be honest with you. But that's just how God works, amen. He can work through other people for us to listen to him, amen. To keep on serving him. I'll never forget, man. I was down, but you know what? He protects us, brother. Amen. With everything we need, amen. I'll never forget the times I was walking through my house when we were down in Chiapas in the mountains, looking for my wife, and I couldn't find her, and all of a sudden, I just find her in a bathroom, just crying, and she's praying out to God, oh God, help us, why are we going through all this? Why are we doing it? You know what? I didn't know what to give her, brother. You know what? All I could do is grab a hold of her and hold on to her and say, hey, it's going to be okay. That's all I could tell you. Hey, God, you know what? God said he would. God said he would take care of us, amen. God said he would protect us. Hey, that's all I knew how to do, brother. And you know what? He did. He got us out of there safe and sound, and now he got us in a place where, man, we're just going wild using for his glory. And now I got a wife that can't wait to get back and get busy for the glory of God. Amen? Amen. You know what? We need to be attentive. Yeah. We need to listen when the voice of God speaks. Amen. Amen. The Bible says Matthew 13:16, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Acts 17, 20 and 28. 1 Peter 3:12 says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. You know what? God's going to hear your prayers, friend. Hey, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what's on your back and what's got you down. But I'm here to tell you tonight, you get on your face before God Almighty, and he's going to hear everything you got to say. Amen. You just cry out and talk to him, brother. He's going to hear you. Amen. He's going to listen to you. And guess what? He will take care of you. Amen. You know what? Sometimes when we pray to God, it ain't just about thanking God for our food. Amen. Or when we go to bed at night. You know what? God says we need to get in our secret place, in our secret hiding place, and where we can just talk to him like a one-on-one. Because, friend, let me tell you something. He's a real human being. He just ain't somebody floating around out there in space. Amen. He said, I stick closer. I'm a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Ain't that amazing? Amen. To have somebody that we know that will stick closer to us than anybody else could ever imagine. Amen. But you know what? That's how much he loves us. Amen. We just need to pray to him. I'll never forget down there in that little subdivision where we live. In Mexico, I became friends with a young man. He's 24 years old. His name's Roy, and he speaks English. He came over to the house one night, and I was playing the guitar and singing some gospel songs or something. He goes, I like those words to that song, to those songs. I said, that's a song of God, man. I said, these are the songs of praise that we sing to our God in heaven. And he said, man, it's beautiful. And man, just one thing led to another. And before I knew it, me and Jared had our Bibles open. We spent 4 hours with that young man. 4 days in a row with this young man, showing him what the Bible said. But I prayed with Roy that night. This goes to show you, they don't know. I pray, and it wasn't long. You know, I can't tell you how long the prayer was. But I just put my hand on Roy and I said, oh God, touch this young man. God, let him see who the true God of this world is. Yeah. And you know what? I just prayed for a little bit. And I said, in Jesus' name, amen. And I raised my head and he looked up at me. He said, is that it? I said, yes, that's it, son. He's a real person. We talk to him like he's somebody. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to rub a person's belly. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to bow down to a woman. Amen. I got a God in heaven. Amen. He died on the old rugged cross, shed his blood for our sins. Amen. Hey, he's all I need. Amen. Amen. You know what? He's always listening. He's always got his ears open. Amen. And you know what? We just got to talk to him. Amen. When our back's against the wall, he said, just call out onto me and I'll give you rest. Amen. And you know what? We do. I tell you, we have prayed and prayed and prayed. And you know what? God has blessed and blessed and blessed. Amen. Every step of the way. Right. He's so good to me. I don't deserve any of it. Hey, I'm just no hillbilly. I ain't nothing. I'm just no hillbilly saved by the grace of God. The old God just decided to call one day. I am who I am. I ain't out to impress nobody. I don't care what people think of me. I am who I am, son. Amen. And I ain't hiding nothing. I'm just letting them know who God of this world is. Amen. And if they want to go to heaven and spend eternity in heaven, they need to know who he is. Amen. And I pray God that they listen. They open them ears up. Amen. But you know what? That old boy stepped right in the middle of them. He said, listen to me. Don't be afraid of them. Yeah. Amen. He said, it's going to be all right. God's got your back. Amen. Not only must we look up to the potentate of God, but we must listen to the proclamation of God. Amen. But lastly, they were led by God's presence. In verse 17 it says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Amen. You know, it's amazing how God will lead us. Isn't it? You know what? I've seen him change people's direction overnight. I've seen it happen time and time again. Sometimes where we think we need to go, it ain't where God wants you to go. And he'll make something happen to where he can put you where he wants you to be. Amen. And he told these guys, listen to this. It says in Exodus 14:13, the Bible says, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever." Now, verse 14 says, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." Psalms 46:10-11. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Amen. You know what? I'm glad God knows what he's doing. He's in the knowing business. Amen. He knows where to lead us. He knows where to take you, brother, when the time's right. Yeah, it'll be right. Trust me. He'll just get you on your way. Amen. You know what? We want to go tomorrow, but sometimes we have to be still and we got to wait on God. You know what? He said, "Be still. You don't you go in there right now. You go when I tell you to go in there." And you know what? If you read on further in that chapter, when they did go in there, they were all dead. God made it worked out to where they fought and they killed each other. And you know what? They walked in there through the dead and they just picking up the jewelry off of them and stuff. Amen. Hey, they didn't have to do nothing. God did it all for them. Amen. And you know what? He can do it for you too. If my God that I serve today can do that for them, he can do it for us. No matter how hard the battle gets, or how tough the tough gets going, you know what? He's going to see that his child is taken care of. And he ain't going to let nobody harm his people. I promise you. Amen. Because I have been in situations where we probably should have been dead. But my. He said, "No, you need to go this way." Yeah. He just led us this way and protects us. You know, you remember all them times you're driving down the highway and God says, "You need to stop and get you a cup of coffee. Next time you get back on the highway, you go about 2 miles down the road and there's a head-on collision." Now you tell me God ain't in the guiding business. Amen. Amen. He'll lead you away. He's protecting you. Amen. Amen. Oh, man, I can't tell you the times he's protected us. Amen. We just had to stop and be still for a minute. Amen. Where he wants to go, God. You know what? We looked up to him. And we talked to him. Now lead us, God, where you want us to go. Where to now? Right. When we didn't know which end was up. Just like those people. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what was going to happen to them. They thought they were all going to get killed. And their backs were against the wall. They had nowhere to go. Yeah. Amen. You've been there. You've been in that position before. I promise you, there ain't a person in here that ever been in a position where your back was up against the wall and you didn't know which way to turn. And God said, "Be still for a minute. I want to show you something. You don't understand it right now, but you will when it's over with." Amen. Hey, trust me. Now that we know where we're at and we look back on all that, that's why, you know what? If God sent us there first, who knows what would have happened, brother? Yeah. Amen. But he had to send us through a little detour, which I thought that's where he wanted me to be, but he said, "No, I don't want you there. I want you here." And ever since we got here, where he wants us to be in Medida, man, the blessings of God. Them doors have just been swinging wide open, amen, one after another. People being receptive. We just walk up to them, put our arms around them, give them a gospel tract, and just talk to them. Tell them about a Savior that loved them and died for them. Amen. So they can have a home in glory. Amen. Isn't God good? Amen. Amen. You know what? We'll worry and we'll fret over things, over stupid stuff. And all along, knowing God's in control every bit of it. Amen. I know we're all wrapped in this flesh and we got to carry it all the way to the grave. Amen. But you know what? We worry. But you know what? God don't want us to. Amen. Amen. He just says, just trust me. Just be obedient and trust me with your life. And I'll show you what to do. Amen. I'm done. I'm going to tell you this story real quick just to share a blessing with you, what God did for me and my family. We were before I left Mexico in near the end of August, 3 months prior to that, me and my wife didn't have a car to drive. Now, I'm just going to tell you, I'm just sharing this with you to show you how God can take care of his people. Because our back was against the wall and we didn't know what to do. Amen. We didn't know what. I booked all these meetings. I'm like, how and where are we going to get there? I sold my car, my house, everything I had before, when we left. We ain't got nothing to go back to. So I'm calling all these people trying to find a vehicle to drive. And I wasn't getting no luck nowhere. And they wanting over $1,000 a month to drive a car around. And I said, man, I can't do that. And we got back in Alabama, a little old storefront church. It's a little group of country folk in a little storefront down in lower Alabama down there. They support my whole family, brother. And Jared had already, a missionary family had already given Jared and Chelsea a van to drive because they got the baby, the new baby and everything. Well, the church supported all of us, so we rode with them to the church meeting. I said, well, then I'll go back to my home church and get the church van to get to my night meeting. Now, that's pretty much got your back up against the wall. I'm like, okay, God, any time now. I mean, here's Sunday, and we got to hit the road Wednesday. What are we going to do? Amen. And you know what? They took us out. I prayed that morning. Before I preached, I said, look, I'm just going to throw this out there. Me and my wife don't have a car, but I know God's going to make, he's going to provide our need. That's all I said. And I went and commenced to preaching. They took us out to eat, the preacher and his wife. And we got out of the restaurant. We're standing out in front of the restaurant building there. And he goes, what time you got to be back? I said, brother, I got to go now, man. I got an hour's drive back to Roanoke, get the church van and take off. I said, why? He said, I wanted to see if you had time to come by the house. I said, what for? He said, to get the car. I said, what car? He said, the car I want you all to use. My wife, you mean for tonight? Because they knew we rode down there with my son-in-law. And his wife said, no, till December, till y'all get ready to go back to Mexico. We just stood there and bawled like a baby. You know what? I'm tired of trying to figure God out. I am. I said, okay, God. Because God's timing and my timing ain't the same. Amen. Because you know what? We won it yesterday. Yeah. God said, no. I want you to have it now. Amen. This day and this hour is when God says, now this is when I want you to have it. You know, it's hard to understand God sometimes, ain't it? And we get put in positions, in situations we have no control of. But you know what? When it's all over with, we look and say, oh, that's why. Yeah. That's why God made that happen. Or that's why God made us wait. Because he wasn't ready to give it to us. Or to provide that need for us at that time. But ain't God good? Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. All I know is, when your back's against the wall and you don't know what to do, just look up to the potentate. Amen. And listen to the proclamation. Just listen to God. Amen. Call out to him. Pray to him. And you know what? And he'll lead you in his presence right where he wants you. Amen. Amen. Everybody stand, every head bowed and every eye closed.